USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The mayor of Portland, Ted Wheeler, is sending out a strong warning to protesters.
We have to all stop the violence.
He sent out the message after protesters clashed on Saturday night. Supporters of President Trump and left-wing groups erupted in violence, resulting in one death.
For those of you saying that you plan to come to Portland to seek retribution, I'm calling on you to stay away.
Acting Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf.
We've been asking Portland to do their job really for over 3 months now. What you see in Portland is an environment. They foster an environment of this lawlessness and chaos. We've been asking the governor and others to send in the National Guard to address the violence so that you don't have dueling demonstrations. You don't have this violence.
Chad Wolf was on CBS's Face the Nation. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The Director of National Intelligence, John Radcliffe, says he's changing the way he's informing Congress of foreign threats before the November election.
What we won't be doing is all member briefings to all members of the House and all members of the Senate. We've tried that, and the information hasn't been protected.
Radcliffe was on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures. Radcliffe said he would no longer give in-person briefings about election security and foreign election interference to the House and Senate Select Committees on Intelligence. Senator Amy Klobuchar reacting on ABC's This Week.
I think the House is going to have to subpoena the Director of Intelligence in order to get information, which is crazy. We are just a few months out of a major election, and I have already experienced this White House blocking my bipartisan election security bill, which would have helped us years ago to beef up our efforts.
The committees still have access to written, finished intelligence reports. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The pandemic has changed our lives in unexpected ways, and that includes our children as they begin to return to the classrooms. John Clemens reports.
In communities like Lake Charles, Louisiana, winds are being clocked at 132 miles an hour. An estimated 500,000 people along the Texas-Louisiana border are without power. I spoke to Stacy Lamb of the Convoy of Hope, now in Lake Charles.
As we come into a town, the basic needs when there's no power, there's no water, there's no infrastructure, there's no stores open to buy anything, people need food and water, and that's what Convoy of Hope brings early on.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The nation's first retailer is going out of business. USA's John Hunt reports.
After nearly two centuries in business, Lord & Taylor, America's first department store, is liquidating all of its assets and closing its doors for good. The announcement comes just weeks after the company filed for bankruptcy, adding to a long list of retailers thrown into financial downfalls by the coronavirus. It will close all 38 of its remaining stores and its website. Initially, it planned to keep 14 of their stores open. All of the company's existing inventory, new store arrivals, and new items not previously sold at stores will be available at a deep discount.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.